Reynolds Brown says equal pay and increased corporate board membership for women are just a few of the concerns the commission would address should voters approve it in Tuesday's primary election.
And if we are a world-class city, then it behooves us to be a thought leader when it comes to women's issues.
She says 31 other cities have similar permanent commissions.
We know when women do well, families do better, and that builds stronger communities.
Commissions for women have existed in the city before, but they're dissolved when a mayor leaves office. A charter change to make it permanent requires the public vote. The next mayor would appoint 10 members, and each council member would choose one, making it a 27-woman commission. For WHYY News, I'm Steve Trader.